On the 12th of March, there started a massive airlift from U.S. Special Operations military bases around the United States. From 12 March until the 23rd, so over those 11 days, there were 35 C-17 flights going from the United States, two bases in Jordan and one base in Israel. Where were they flying from? Well, they went to Hunter Army Air Base in Georgia. That's home to an element of Task Force 160, the Night Stalkers. And it's also home to the 75th Ranger Regiment, 1st Battalion. Those flights, several flights from there. When you realize a C-17 can hold only 104 soldiers at combat, kitted out for combat, so if you got four flights, maybe two of those taking 200 of those soldiers, at least a company element or a couple of companies. They go to Joint Base Lewis-McChord, again, a major base for the 75th Rangers, and that's the 2nd Battalion of the 75th, I believe. Going to Fort Bragg, home Delta Force, 82nd Airborne. Flying out of Oceana Air Station. Gee, who's there? Damn Neck, Virginia, SEAL Team 6. And you've got all the East Coast SEAL teams, the SEAL Teams 2, 4, 8, 10. Another flight's Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That is the headquarters for the Special Operations Air Regiments, also known as the Night Stalkers Task Force 160. In my experience, when you see this kind of deployment, it can only be one of two things. It's an exercise, or it's an actual mission. I don't see this as an exercise. And the fact that it looks like they're bringing in both SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force, by themselves, those are just, they're not an assault force. They're good at rescuing hostages, that kind of thing. But, somehow they're getting activated. But they're being accompanied by the 75th Rangers. And I recall in all the exercises that I scripted, when it involved either Delta or SEAL Team 6, you always involved the Rangers. At minimum, they go in and seize an airfield, and accompany that. And then you got the 82nd. So it looks to me like what's happening, that five-day, so that started on March 12th. March 13 was when Trump activated the 31st MEU, the Marine Expeditionary Unit. And they started setting sail. When do they arrive in theater? Friday or Saturday. Gee, that's right at the end of that five-day period. The 11th MEU is about a week behind. But what one scenario I could see as possible, and because they're bringing in multiple elements of the Special Operations Air Regiment. It's not just one unit. So that tells me they're going to have two vectors of attack at a minimum. And the likely targets would be Karg Island up in the northeast corner of the Persian Gulf, and the Keshem Island, which is right there at the bend of the Strait of Hormuz. This is bad. And then I got a note from a friend of mine who was in contact with somebody with Delta Force, one of his friends. And he said, this friend told him, he says, look, I heard from two different friends in the SOF community, and that's Special Operations Forces, that a bunch of Tier 1 guys shipped out Thursday night for a major operation, probably an island, to take place by this weekend, and that a lot of people were concerned the op had not been thoroughly thought through and that they'd be badly overexposed. One guy said no effort was made at a blocking force. And he said, I hope they send a priest along who can last rites us, which is not the kind of talk you usually hear from those types. The word circling in the soft community. And, I think Trump was playing this to you know, said be upbeat, 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 you know, manipulate the stock market. When the stock market closes, you know, 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon, after that point, Trump will make an announcement. Oh, you know, the negotiations are off. The Iranians have rejected it. They're being intransigent. So we're now going to show them. Giving further support to that is Trump was supposed to attend a fundraiser, charity fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago Friday night. He was going to be the special guest. He's canceled that. And he was supposed to speak at CPAC on Sunday, and he's canceled that. So those are, again, sort of what I call warning indicators that, you know, he's right. Clearing his schedule, so he's not going to be available. If the United States proceeds with this, and again, I have no inside information that they're going to, but I'm just, you know, looking at this analytically, you don't deploy those units just to say, oh, let's put them out in theater. They're planning to do something, and they're involving the whole menu of the special operations community. And this is, when you're going to put your most, you know, your most skilled assets at this kind of risk, you better have a good plan. But the word circulating from those operators is nobody's done any damn planning on this.
Well, and you have to wonder just what in the world is going on here. I mean, what would be the objectives? Because there's been a couple of bits of information out, which is important on the other side of this potential operation here. Number one is that the Iraqi side has said, hey, you know, our the PMF, the Shia militia that's part of the Iraqi security forces, they're aligned with Iran, but they are part of the Iraqi security forces. They have been authorized to retaliate against the U.S. and Israel strike that kills their fighters, that has killed their fighters, rather, in Anbar province. There's also information that the Houthis may finally be getting involved. This, they have threatened in the Bab al-Mandab that they may close the Red Sea off to the U.S. And so who knows whether they're going to. But, I mean, you could get a situation here to where you could have the Bab al-Mandab shut down, the Strait of Hormuz shut down. And all of this is if we attempt to attack anybody inside, you know, on the ground inside of Iran. Because, for example, and this is what the parliamentary speaker for Iran has said, we're closely monitoring all U.S. movements in the region, especially troop deployments. What the generals have broke, the soldiers can't fix. Instead, they will fall victim to Netanyahu's delusions. Do not test our resolve to defend our land. You know, we've seen a lot of times where Zelensky, for example, in the Russia-Ukraine war, he made a lot of boasts and a lot of pretty grandiose claims that he was never able to back up on the battlefield. Do you see the Iranian side here being similar to that, or can they make good on some of these boasts?
Oh, Iran can make very good on the threats. You know, this is what doesn't make sense. You know, we've seen, the little old lady from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. He's been talking about the need to take Karg Island. General Kellogg, the Captain Crunch of the Trump administration, has also been suggesting it. Now, and why? Well, so Iran pumps a significant amount of oil out of that, out of Karg, and that is then delivered to China and other places. Note, just as a side note, but to show you how much this whole thing has backfired on the Trump administration, before the war started, Iran was pumping 1.1 million barrels per day of oil, and it was being sold at $47 a barrel. Today, they're pumping 1.5 million barrels, so a 400,000 barrel increase, and they're selling it at $97 a barrel. So they're rolling in cash. So this was supposed to, you know, remember, sanctions are supposed to decimate Iran, but instead, it's making them flush with cash. You've got that. But let's say the reason Scott Bessent and Trump lifted the oil sanctions on Iran, because remember, you apply sanctions to get control of them, to try to force them to do your will. It didn't work, but that was the principle. But now you're lifting the sanctions. Why? because Besant and Trump are terrified that with the skyrocketing price of oil, if they don't keep it tamped down by both making sure that there's enough supply out there that it's not going to be terribly severe, then your choice now is to attack the island, get control of that oil, which Iran can then turn off and not allow to go onto the island anymore, which then will reduce the oil supply that you're claiming you want to uphold. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And seizing that island doesn't ensure that you're going to close off, open up the Strait of Hormuz. In fact, just the opposite.
Yeah.
If you seize Karg, the Iranians have already said, if you do that, we're going to mine the whole damn Gulf, not just the Strait, the whole damn Gulf. Not a single ship will be safe to move. So they'll completely shut it down. Now, this gets back to what's the military objective of taking Keshem Island, which is down right there at the turn in the Strait of Hormuz. It'd be one thing if traffic could not pass through that narrow opening because you had guns and, you know, artillery pieces or missile launchers or whatever right there on that island, that was the only thing preventing ships from going through. Well, that's not the case. And there are at least, I forget how many, I think there's 150,000 Iranians on that island. So let's say you land 5,000 troops. So those troops are already outnumbered, and there's no way they can control those civilians. So they're gonna have a problem of possibly, you know, U.S. soldiers massacring Iranian civilians. Yeah, that'll play well around the world, and I'm sure that'll make Iran want to give up. Yeah. Just the military objective here is you got to step back and say, how does Iran shut the Gulf? They shut the Gulf with the threat that we're going to hit you with mines, we're going to hit you with drones, we're going to hit you with underwater drones, we're going to hit you with submarines and torpedoes, we're going to hit you with fast speedboats that can launch missiles, and we've got missiles shipped to shore and artillery and other missiles.
but that's it. I mean, other than all
other
those,
than that,
whatever it is, 100 so categories of
weapons. So what's the military solution there? There isn't one that there's no way that we could assemble the size of force that would be required to take complete control of that entire coastline. I mean, you're talking maybe a million men. And then how do you get those million men there? So this is like one of those things that really it's not even practical to do.